Welcome to Top 5 Express, where we list, quantify, and rank things in the list show that keeps the hot side hot and the cool side cool. I'm Bruce Otter, and today we look at the top 5 hockey franchises that would make good superheroes. Why? Because hockey's a weird sport. It already reads like something out of sci-fi, and I found it to be a sport that has a lot of crossover appeal to comic and pop culture fans. You describe hockey, and it sounds like something out of a comic book. The sport is played on a 200-foot sheet of ice behind plexiglass walls. The players wear armor and strap blades to their feet. Each player is given a long angled stick and they smash into one another at very high speeds. There's no ball, but instead the game is played with a small, hard rubber puck. It's weird. The goalies even look kind of like cyborgs in their giant pads and masks. They frequently paint those masks with gargoyles, animals, skulls, and pop culture figures like Thor, Spider-Man, and even Angry Birds. Crimebuster from the Golden Age of comics wore hockey gear as part of his costume, and Casey Jones from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles wore a hockey mask too. So hockey and comics have an established relationship. So with that, I give you the top 5 hockey franchises that would make pretty good superheroes. Number 5, the Nashville Predator. The Nashville Predator's logo is a saber-toothed cat, so I imagine the Predator as an aspiring country music performer by day and a grim, clawed, 90s-style vigilante hunting down evil cyborg cowboys in the mean streets of Nashville by night. Number 4. The Carolina Hurricane. There was once a superhero-themed pro wrestler, Hurricane Helm, so I know this one isn't exactly original. Still, imagine a weather-controlling hero. Probably a storm or weather scientist whose weather experiment went horribly wrong, and as you'd guess, she gets superpowers. I see her battling smugglers and sea monsters off the Carolina coast. The Hurricane's logo is a really cool stylized storm. Looks kind of like the weather symbol for the hurricane in black, white, and red, and it would look great on a costume. Number 3, the New Jersey Devil. Now, the Jersey Devil is a northeastern American cryptid slash folklore slash urban legend, as well as the mascot for the New Jersey Devils hockey team. I see the devil as a semi-sinister, mystical anti-hero with horns, tail, Van Dyke beard, the whole devil thing, wearing a dapper red suit with a black and white accents and maybe a cool cape and a cane. He battles otherworldly cosmic horrors, magical cults, and wizards, all with the ill intent of taking over the world, or at least New Jersey. Number 2, the Calgary Flame. Calgary has the second best logo in the NHL, a great red sea with a trail of flames flowing off the backside. It's a perfect superhero logo. The flame is such a great concept, it's already been tackled a few times. In the Golden Age, the flame was created by none other than Will Eisner and appeared in Wonderworld comics. And then again recently, the concept was visited again by Conan O'Brien and Bruce Timm as the Flaming Sea on the Conan O'Brien show. That character has also appeared in a few episodes of Young Justice. Now I see the Calgary Flame as a flame-throwing hero in the Golden Age tradition, someone like the Human Torch or something along those lines, protecting Canada from whatever it is that threatens Canada. And number 1, the Philadelphia Flyer. Philly's stylized winged logo is the best logo in all of pro sports, and coincidentally would make an awesome symbol for a superhero. Streaking through the city of brotherly love at supersonic speeds, I see the Philadelphia Flyer as a Flash-type speedster, outrunning bullets, machine gun punching bad guys into submission, and doing it all in a flash of orange and black. He'd have a tough-as-nails sidekick, of course, called the Broad Street Bully, for the intimidation factor. And maybe the Flyer could find a home at DC in the Batman family of books, as the Flyer's greatest rivalry in the league is with the Pittsburgh Penguins. There you have it, the top 5 hockey franchises that would make pretty good superheroes. Have your own list, additions, subtractions, or contradictions? Let me know on Twitter. I'm at @OtterDisaster, or you can let me know in the comments at MajorSpoilers.com. If you have any other questions or topics for future shows or would like to sponsor an episode, send an email to podcast@MajorSpoilers.com and be sure to join the full crew in the next installment of Top 5.